News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, has been elected as the President of the Group of Eurozone Finance Ministers. Pascal Donoghue joins us on the programme this morning. First of all, Minister, congratulations on the position. I know it's a hugely influential post as well. It's a role that's grown in recent years, though, in particular since the last crash. You're now responsible for effectively steering the agenda through what are going to be fairly choppy waters for the EU. What are your top priorities?
Well, the top priority that I have for that role, of course, is one that would be very familiar to all of your listeners, is how we respond back economically to where we are with COVID. I heard the interview there that Shane just gave. We were reminded of how serious this continues to be from a public health point of view. But in Ireland and all over Europe, we have so many families, so many citizens who were at work, who are now have lost a job and lost income. And through the Euro, through my work now as President of the Eurogroup, my essential priority will be supporting an economic recovery as we continue with our public health efforts.
I suppose getting agreement on the likes of the 750 billion euro, the rescue fund, the seven-year budget, the fiscal rules to try and ensure a level of stability across Europe. Have we any indication as to how much Ireland, without being too parochial about it, but how much we can get from that?
Well, a lot of this is now under negotiation at the moment, and at the end of next week, the Taoiseach will be participating in a European Council, which is a meeting of the heads of state of Europe and heads of government about these very issues. What is going to be different versus where we have been in the past is Ireland is now a net contributor because of how our economy has grown. We will be contributing more in a number of areas into the European budget than we will be receiving back in some areas. So this will be different to where we have been in the past. But of course, the Taoiseach, the government, myself, all want to play our role in ensuring that we get the best possible deal and best possible outcome for Ireland.
Just when you talk about our own level of contribution and maybe in terms of the politics of all of this, we know obviously you overcame your Spanish counterpart who was the favourite for the post yesterday. But the fact that we as a country once needed a bailout, we fought back, we've grown, we're a success story in Europe. Was that a contributory factor, do you think, yesterday?
Well, I'm very careful of when we describe our economic success. Of course, we need to be mindful that in Ireland at home, so many of your listeners are now without a job. So many companies, employers worried about their future. And of course, even pre-COVID, we had many challenges. But while that is the case, it's also true that across the world and in Europe, the experience of Ireland in the European Union as a country that joined the European Union to look to develop itself further from an income and jobs point of view, our experience of being in a bailout programme, then getting out of a bailout programme, does mean that when I was speaking to all of my colleagues, I was able to point to all of the experiences that Ireland has had, that many of those that I've been involved in politically now as a member of an Irish government, and to make the case to them that Ireland is very well equipped to respond back to issues that matter in their country and that matter to their citizens.
I suppose it allows for a level of empathy.
Yes, it did play a role both at a national and indeed a personal level. I've been a member now of this particular group of finance ministers now for 3 years, and I'm well aware of the challenges that many colleagues face, because I'm aware of the challenges that our people face here in Ireland and the needs that are there and the progress that we need to make. And in the presentation that I did last night to every finance minister in the Euro, I made a very political case about what this role can mean for citizens and my understanding of the challenges that many face in their own countries. And ultimately, that was successful after a long night last night in allowing me to win the election.
Yeah, and look, I appreciate it. It was a long night. And again, congratulations on securing that position as president of the group of Eurozone finance ministers. Just finally, Minister, on the front page of the Irish Independent this morning, and I appreciate that you may not have had an opportunity yet to read this news that's emerging this morning in relation to the Children's Hospital. The paper's reporting that construction work on the new, the 1.7 billion euro facility has been stalled indefinitely. And it's amid really a dispute now over who should pay for the extra costs of reopening the site. Like, I think for people hearing this story this morning, they're pulling their hair out. You must be pulling your hair out hearing this story this morning. Who should pick up the bill here?
Well, the crucial thing is that the challenges, the difficulties that we had with this project in the past that are so well known, that was the cause of such anger to so many, that we're aware of that when we're dealing with this issue now. And the board who were responsible for the delivery of this project are now involved in a process with the developer in relation to the issue of costs. And given that this is a legal matter, I think the least I say about that, the better for now. But I just want to emphasise to you and to your listeners that what is paramount for us is getting the best possible outcome for the Irish taxpayer in relation to a project that I think will be so important in the future, but has already been a cause of much disappointment for many people.
Yeah,
we're aware of that.
Yeah,
and the board are aware of that and the work they're doing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But at the same time, you must be terribly frustrated at the delay.
Look, the key thing now is that these issues are resolved. And of course, it is really frustrating and disappointing to see a project of this scale, a project that can make such a difference to sick children in a difficulty like this. But what is more important than my own personal feelings in relation to that is to support the board in their work. There's a legal process underway, and the key thing now is a focus on the project, on children,
okay,
and getting best value for the taxpayer at a difficult moment.
Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue, and now President of the Group of Eurozone Finance Ministers, congratulations again, and my thanks to you for joining us here in News Talk Breakfast this morning.